Mimi Hasegawa came to Guelph from Tokyo to visit her son Nao after not seeing him in person for 2 years. She didn't think her 10-day vacation would turn into a 15-day hospital stay with a stage 3 colon cancer diagnosis and mounting hospital bills. While she was spending time at a friend's cottage near Guelph, she started to experience symptoms. Nao took her to a walk-in clinic and she was given medication to treat her symptoms. It was advised if the medication didn't work, she should go to the hospital. She ended up at the Guelph General Hospital Emergency Department on September 6 and she had a variety of tests done. One of the tests was sent to a lab with expected results within 2 weeks. It was the first time she had ever been hospitalized, she said. The next day she had emergency surgery. Then a second operation after that. Since there wasn't a Japanese translator at the hospital, Nao translated what the doctors and nurses said, so his mom was aware of what was going on with her health and the process of the operations. She spent 15 days in hospital and the cost for the room alone was $3,500, said Nao. This doesn't include the tests, x-rays, nurses, doctors, operations or anything else associated with her medical care. She doesn't have OHIP because she isn't a resident of Ontario. She is going through her own insurance right now to see what can be covered. In Japan, she said her work insurance covers about 60 to 70% of medical costs. To help pay for the medical costs in Guelph, Nao set up a GoFundMe with a goal of $80,000 and in 3 days it has raised nearly $30,000. The decision to create the GoFundMe page wasn't made lightly by the family. Asking for money for personal reasons through social media isn't a part of Japanese culture, said Mimi. She kept getting more bills addressed to where Nao lives and she thought if she had a friend in a similar situation to herself she would help them. And according to my daughter and son, eventually, I need some help, she said. It was a huge life experience and she knew she needed to do something about it. Nao deferred his fall start to his studies at the University of Guelph so he could take care of his mom. He hopes to start his schooling in the coming winter semester. In 2017, he came to Guelph on a 10-month-long study abroad program to go to school at Guelph CVI and he's lived and been involved with the Guelph community ever since. It took him about 2 years to feel a part of Guelph. But slowly, you find yourself and build yourself a community, and get to know a lot of people, said Nao. He went to Mohawk College for its recreation therapy program, worked in several Guelph coffee shops and joined a Guelph band called the Calderals. His friends have supported him by meal prepping, and distracting him from what he was going through. The names Nao saw come through the donations on the GoFundMe page were friends from high school and musicians he knows. I came here 7 years ago, not knowing anybody. I literally didn't know anybody, and I have now have built and found myself this really nice community in Guelph that, you know, I consider this home for myself too, said Nao. He wanted his mom to see the community he has here because he thought it would make her feel better about him being away from home for so long. People donating was just an example of what his Guelph community is like that he could show her. So like in many ways, you know, even if I see GoFundMe, maybe I saw that before, on Facebook or Instagram, maybe I got different eyes to look at it. And things I can do for other people. Humans in a way, we know everything, but we are stupid. Once you experience, you can see that kind of side, said Mimi. Nao's sister Emmy came to Guelph from Tokyo in September after their mom fell ill. Emmy and Nao traded when they would go to the hospital to take care of their mom. Emmy was there when Mimi received her cancer diagnosis and she said the news wasn't delivered like it would be in Japan, where they would be sat down at the doctor's office for the news. It felt like the diagnosis was delivered as part of the doctor's daily update. The difference this time was the doctor had a 4-page pathology report with results found as being cancerous, said Emmy. She was prepared for it because the doctors had said there was a possibility of cancer, but she was still shocked. Mimi was cleared to fly home to Tokyo by her doctor here, so she and Emmy are headed back today. She will be hospitalized when she gets there and Nao will join his family in a couple weeks.